to eat.
Time for some more business news now. How safe are your savings is the question David Henderson's asking this morning.
Yes, indeed, Hayley. Yes, a few years ago, the credit crunch and the near collapse of some of the UK's biggest banks sent a shiver down the spines of many of us. And it seems there's still widespread concern that you can lose your savings if your bank or building society goes bust. That's despite state-backed guarantees to prevent that happening. Well, we're joined now by Mark Neal, who's chief executive of the Financial Services Compensation Scheme. Good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
And Mark, your research has found many people still feel very insecure about their savings. Are they right to be concerned?
No, they're not. It's a paradox. Around half people are unaware that the Financial Services Compensation Scheme would protect them in the unlikely event of their bank, building society or credit union getting into difficulty. And only about one in five people know that we protect them up to £85,000.
Yes, so that being the case then, if a saver who has deposits in a bank or a building society, if the worst was to happen, what would happen to that money? They would be guaranteed to get some compensation, is that right?
That's exactly right. Those hard-earned savings are completely safe. If a bank or building society or credit union got into difficulty, then we would get that money back to the saver within 7 days. And they wouldn't have to do anything. There are no application forms to fill. It's a completely automatic process.
And you've done this before, haven't you? You've ended up helping, more than 4 million people so far. There's been a lot of money paid out in recent years, hasn't there?
No, that's exactly right. In the little over 10 years in which we've been around, we've helped 4.5 million savers and investors and returned over £26 billion to them.
Why do you think there is this concern? Is it simply that memories are long, that people remember the pictures of the queues of people waiting to get into banks to get their money out? Is it that general sort of insecurity that's doing it, or is there a more specific reason that people are concerned?
I think it probably is the insecurity that the financial crisis of 2007-2008 produced. People remember the crisis, but they don't remember that the Financial Services Compensation Scheme was there and helped out many of those savers whose money was at risk as a result of the crisis.
I suppose prevention is better than a cure. It's better to stop the banks collapsing in the first place. Are we closer to achieving that with some of the measures that we've seen introduced in recent years? Are banks and building societies more stable and stronger than they used to be?
What we have seen is a major change in the regulation of banks and building societies with the establishment of the Prudential Regulation Authority. But I think it's important to emphasise that the object of the exercise is not to ensure that banks, building societies or credit unions never fail, but that in the unlikely event of a bank or building society or credit union getting into difficulty, then savers and depositors are protected by the Financial Services Compensation Scheme.
Well, Mark, there we must leave it. Many thanks for that. Mark Neal there of the FSCS, and anyone who's still concerned.
Right, Mark, thanks for your time this morning.
No, a pleasure. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes.org.uk.
OK, David, thank you.